Well, hello, my little creepies. Oh, yes. It's that time again. We talk about UFOs and Bigfoot, paranormal, true crime, and conspiracy stories, and all things creepy. Yes, this is The Creepy Show. You can find us online at creepy.show. And I'm your host, the Master of Creep.
Well, we meet again, my little creepies. I hope you're doing well. I'm the Master of Creep, and tonight I want to talk to you about Lake Worth Monster, the Goatman sightings. Now, this happened in my hometown in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and it was way back in 1969. But guess what? I'm older than that, and I remember this happening. In fact, in 1969, I was 15 years old. Now, this happened over by Fort Worth, Texas. It's a lake called Lake Worth. Now, this particular lake is on the northwest side of Fort Worth, and out of all of the lakes in the area, Lake Worth seems to be the most undeveloped. Well, there's lots of woods and thick brush surrounding the lake, all the way up to the water's edge. You see, Lake Worth was built in 1914 by creating a dam on the Trinity River. This idea was to build the lake mainly for recreation. The city of Fort Worth purchased the land and built the lake. However, they didn't follow through very well, and the lake was mostly abandoned. Now, when the city of Fort Worth built the lake, there was almost nothing around it. The lake was created well north of the city. The city of Fort Worth stopped putting money and effort into the lake, and nature took over. Trees and thick brush covered most of the area. There were a few attempts to keep the parks cleaned up, but even that got neglected. For the next 40 years, the lake was mostly used by teenagers as a place to hang out. And since the lake was mostly abandoned, very few boaters got on the lake, probably because there weren't very many boat ramps. Now, for the first 50 years, the lake was pretty uneventful. It was just another lake, nothing special about it. But in 1969, Lake Worth was in the headlines. A small group of teens was at the lake at one of the parks at the north end. It was June of 1969, and they saw something that looked like a large man, but it was covered in white fur. It stood over 7 feet tall. This creature picked up an old tire and threw it at them. The tire actually sailed over their heads, landing more than 100 feet away. No man could throw a tire that far. This thing had super strength. Then it let out a yell that scattered the group into a frenzied panic. There was really no place to run because the monster had them trapped. They would have to go toward the beast in order to get to their cars. Of course, the teens contacted the police, and that got the TV and radio and newspapers all involved. In June of 1969, you couldn't pick up a newspaper or turn on a TV or a radio without hearing about the Goat Man, as described by one of the boys who saw the beast. after all of the local publicity, tens of thousands of people flocked to the abandoned lake to search for the goat man. The local authorities were in a panic because many of these people brought guns with them. Someone is going to get shot or killed before this all blows over. Well, I mean, anytime you have a lot of people with guns and they were drinking alcohol, that just can't end very well. Some of the local people were scared, but most were just simply skeptical. After all, it was only witnessed by one group of teenagers who were drinking beer. And the only evidence was the story itself, which seemed to have a life of its own. But one of the reasons that the story had so much interest is because one of the teen boys did a TV interview, and he was very believable. If this was a lie, we are looking at a future Oscar winner. TV, radio crews, and reporters would go out to the lake and spend the night. But what they were really reporting on was the intense crowds that were growing every day. Every time a radio story would air, more and more people would visit the lake. Everyone wanted to find the goat man. It took months for this story to die down. I personally remember when this story broke. Yes, I remember listening to KLIF radio. It was the most popular top 40 radio stations at the time. And they had a live stream reporter stationed at the lake for several nights. And I was 15 years old at the time, living in Dallas, Texas. Lake Worth was about 35 miles from my house. And I know that if I had a driver's license or a car, I would probably have been one of those who would have gone out to the lake to look for the goat man. I remember the radio announcer talking to several people at the lake, and you could hear a lot of chaos in the background. Yes, I would have loved to be in the middle of all of that. The goat man was dominating the minds of most Dallas-Fort Worth citizens for an entire summer. In fact, it is still in my mind, 54 years later, I can say that it had an impact on me. Just as soon as the story started to lose its steam, a girl from the original group of witnesses produced a picture of Goatman. Now keep in mind, this was back in 1969, back when people didn't carry cameras around with them all the time. Plus, back then, it was almost impossible to alter a picture. We didn't have computers at home. The picture shows a large, white, furry-looking man who looks like a Bigfoot more than anything else. I'm still not sure where he got the name Goatman, because clearly he isn't a goat. Maybe it's because of the color, I don't know. So once the picture gets published, the interest is sparked again. And again, thousands of people flock to Lake Worth. And as far as I know, no one actually got shot or hurt, which is a miracle in itself when you consider all of these people running around at night drinking with guns. Of course, I have the picture posted back at the website at creepyshowpodcast.com. Why don't you go take a look at it? Finally, after several months, the Lake Worth monster starts to slow down. The stories start to thin out. People go about their lives. But something else happened. Something happened. Oh my gosh, now what could it be? Well, the goat man wasn't done yet. he made another appearance. This time, he dropped out of a tree onto the hood of a car that was going down a dirt road next to the lake. And again, it was a teenager. The teen was driving a Ford Mustang when the goat man jumped onto the hood of his car and made him turn and crash into a tree. Again, the story was believable. This time, there was physical evidence because the car hood was actually damaged. And now I know what you're thinking. Some teenager was probably speeding at the lake and had an accident, so he blamed it on the goat man. Well, maybe so. But the teen was very believable. And now we have a crashed car and a photo. So, considering this was 1969, that was a lot of evidence. And as you can imagine, the lake got very popular once again following the car crash incident. The entire Goatman era lasted for several years. But this is just one story in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You know, anytime you get millions of people together in one area, strange things are bound to happen. The Goatman is just one example. But he dominated the airwaves in 1969 and 1970. Almost as popular as the Lady of White Rock Lake, which I featured in another episode of the Creepy Show podcast. In addition to lake stories, the Dallas-Fort Worth area has several older homes and restaurants that are known to be haunted. The story of Cole's Revenge is another podcast episode that took place in the Dallas-Fort Worth area at the railroad yards. And in another Creepy Show podcast episode, I talk about the Kennedy Dollar Bill, which originated in Dallas. And we have had a lot of UFO sightings over the past 50 plus years. And of course, I'm going to bring you all of these stories in time. So make sure that you subscribe to the Creepy Show podcast. And we'll see you next time.
As the casket closes on another creepy episode, we bid you farewell to the shadows that danced upon your fears. Oh, and thank you for joining us on this creepy journey into the unknown, where the darkness whispers secrets and the silence echoes within your soul. Find us online for some extra creepy content at creepy.show. And if you happen to make it through the night, don't forget to share this podcast with someone you want to terrorize. Good night, my little creepies. Sleep with one eye open, for the night is long and full of horror.